The discovery of natural resources often produces winners and losers, those who stand to gain and those who have to make way for those who stand to gain. And so it is in Sweden with the Sami reindeer herders who live in an area straddling the Arctic Circle. Now the Swedish government wants to treble the number of working mines within 15 years, and most of the proposed sites are in the Sami areas. As Stuart Hughes explains, Sweden's Sami are now in a fight for survival because of the riches deep beneath their traditional land.
In a clearing, deep in a forest of pine, birch and spruce trees, Henrik Blind points out two crescent moon-shaped marks on the ground. Reindeer hoof prints, pressed into the mud after the previous day's rainstorm. You don't see them, but they are here, he whispers conspiratorially. We're standing next to a long, shallow pit, strewn with large boulders. It's here, at the site of the proposed Kallak iron ore mine, that a British company, Beowulf Mining, has been carrying out test drilling for iron ore. But for Henrik, a campaigner and local politician, the drilling operation is an act of sacrilege. We haven't left many marks, and some people say that's proof there's no history of people living here, when it should be the opposite. The cultural and ethnic nation known as Sapmi crosses the territorial boundaries marked out on maps of northern Europe. Sapmi is often depicted as a vast expanse of tundra, but it's home to around 2 million people of varying ethnicity, Russians, Norwegians and Swedes, Sami, Tornedalians, Vens and Finns. The Sami of Sweden believe their government is siding with the mining industry to depict Sapmi as an empty wilderness in order to plunder and destroy their ancestral land in the short-term pursuit of profit. That's why an off-the-cuff remark by the head of Beowulf Mining caused such outrage. At a conference in Stockholm, Clive Sinclair Poulton, a Cambridge law graduate whose generous mane of grey hair and neatly clipped beard have earned him the nickname the Silver Bullet, said he was often asked what local people were going to say about the Kallak project. I show them this picture and I say, what local people, he said, displaying a photograph of the pristine northern Swedish landscape. What local people? It's a question that Henrik says renders his people invisible. Clive Sinclair Poulton insists his comment was taken out of context and was meant simply to highlight the low population density in northern Sweden. But the damage to relations with the Sami has been significant and long-term. The mining industry says it wants to create tens of thousands of jobs, bringing prosperity and skills to struggling rural areas. Beowulf Mining says it'll employ Sami workers at Kallak, giving them an income that will allow them to continue reindeer herding. But such well-meaning promises have uncomfortable echoes from the past. In the early 17th century, conscripted Sami labourers were forced to haul ore by reindeer at the Narsafjall silver mine near the Norwegian border. Those who refused were dropped into freezing lakes as a punishment. Kallak has become an iconic struggle for Sami campaigners, a symbol of what they see as an escalating colonial takeover of indigenous land by outside interests. At the site of the proposed mine, a protest camp sprang up last summer. It became a focus of resistance until the police and workers with bulldozers moved in to clear the barricades. During the clearance operation, Henrik Blind took a photograph of a police officer unintentionally treading on the Sami flag. The camp is deserted now, but some observers believe last summer's actions here marked a turning point, and the demonstrations over Kallak have forced the mining issue onto the agendas of politicians more than 600 miles away in Stockholm. As we leave Kallak and drive along the single-track road winding out of the forest, Henrik predicts there'll be many more similar battlegrounds in the years ahead. Sweden's leaders, he says, must make a simple decision over which is more important to them, economic growth or the Sami way of life.
A Swedish dilemma, Stuart Hughes, and that's it for now. And do join us again soon for more from our own correspondent.